It must have been a striking image to see Jesus reaching out his hand and touching this leper to cleanse him. As we saw, you know, in the first reading, that those with leprosy would tear their garments, they would shout that they were unclean, showing to the world that, you know, they had this disease and they were set aside and they were an outcast from society. You know, even today, there's that stigma with leprosy. You know, even though we have a cure for it, people can go through. When I was over in Calcutta, we went to the leprosy colony, and they had to make jobs for the people there because society would not welcome them back, because they still had those scars from leprosy, still being that outcast of society. And Jesus is putting his hand and placing it on this man, healing him from these wounds. Now, this was the worst of the worst, was to get leprosy, knowing that, you know, for the rest of your life, you were going to be an outcast. And here is Jesus having mercy and healing him. And the same way, you know, we all need to go to Jesus for healing. And a lot of times when we think of healing, we just think of our physical healing. You know, when we get sick, we pray to God that, you know, we'll be healed. When somebody gets diagnosed with something like cancer, you know, we're putting them on a prayer chain, praying for them. But so often, the place that we need healing the most is the place that we forget to ask the healing for, and that is in our soul. You know, our soul is so great of a place, and so often we neglect it. You know, so often, you know, we don't go and ask God to heal those places. And that is something, you know, we need to always be doing. You know, whether it's sin, you know, that stains our soul, you know, whether it's, you know, mortal or venial sin, you know, our sin does so much damage to our soul that we can't even imagine. And so often, you know, we stay away from confession. We don't go and ask for God's forgiveness, because we think, well, everything else is going okay in our life. Or there's other things that can harm our soul. You know, things like unforgiveness, resentment, all these things that can boil up into our soul. You know, whether it's things that we've done to ourselves, or whether that they're wounds that have been inflicted on us by others. You know, there's always places that we need to be healed. There's always those places in our soul that we need to be going to God, kneeling down and asking him to heal us, asking him to stretch out his hand and touch us, you know, in our most brokenness and those wounds, you know, those places that we might not even want to go, those places that are cutting us off from God, cutting us off from others. You know, whether we realize it or not, it's something that, you know, God wants us to be healed from those places. In order to live that full Christian life, you know, we need to be healed within our soul. But God wants us to be going and asking him. You know, whether it's in confession, and whether it's in front of him in adoration, you know, just kneeling down and naming those places that we need to be healed. Asking God to reveal those places that we need to be healed. You know, so often, you know, we try to hide those. We don't look at them. It's something that we don't want to know. And so we don't acknowledge them. We don't go to God asking for that healing. But it's something that we always have to be looking at. You know, where are those places that my soul is wounded? Where are those places that I need God to heal that? You know, going humbly before him and asking for that. And we see that after this man was cleansed from his leprosy, you know, Jesus told them strictly, you know, don't go and tell anybody. And we see what he did. You know, he's so happy that he was cured that he could not contain going everywhere and proclaiming what Jesus had done. You know, if we're not healed within ourselves, if we're not asking for God's healing, you know, we have no reason to go out and proclaim how great Jesus is. It's only once that we have those graces, that His mercy has helped heal us, that we want to go out and proclaim how great Jesus is, to proclaim the love that He has for us, that He's the only one that can truly heal us. You know, there's nothing else that can heal our soul. It is only through God. And so often that we have all these obstacles, you know, we live in a society where, you know, I can fix everything myself, I can do everything myself, you know, I just have to make a plan, I just have to do this, and I'll be fine. No, but when it comes to our soul, the only place that we can find healing is within Jesus. You know, going to Him. You know, saying that by myself I cannot do this. Only through Jesus can I do that. You know, when we're sick, we go to the doctor, we get our medicine there. In the same way, you know, we all have some sort of sickness within our soul. And we need to go to the divine physician, our Lord Jesus, asking Him to heal us, asking Him for those graces, so that we can be like that man who is healed and go through the world proclaiming that Jesus is our Lord, proclaiming His love to the nations, proclaiming how great His mercy is, knowing that only through Him will we find our true happiness and freedom.